You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Billows, yesterday I was just having a chat to everyone out in the bullpen here at Hit, and the receptionist, our lovely, lovely receptionist, Mel.
She's an absolute superstar, and she has the ability to kick your face off.
Oh, she's very good at karate.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, she rode a bike to work, like a pushy, to work yesterday,
right,
and it was parked at the front, and I was like, oh, whose bike's that? She's like, oh, it's mine. I rode to work today, and I was like, oh, good on ya.
Oh.
And it did not fly well.
Yeah.
I got a couple of looks because I sounded very condescending, like, good for you.
But I think the good for you is impossible to not sound condescending.
I agree, because I genuinely meant it, like, oh, good for you. I'd never ride my bike to work.
I think because
I don't even own a bike.
I think because you have to look somewhat annoyed to sound genuine to say good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. You got that disgusted look on your face.
Yeah.
Everyone, here's a game we can all play.
Yeah, that's
play
right.
Play along. Good for you.
I won $1 million, Amber.
Oh, good for you.
See? Impossible.
Good for you.
I'm done with chemo. I'm in remission.
Good for you. Oh, I don't like it.
I think you just gave me cancer.
Hey.
Hey, great news. We're having a baby.
Good for you.
Yeah. Nice. A little bit more enthusiasm when that time comes, please, Amber. A little less condescending.
Good for you.
Now you sound like you've just discovered words. Good for you. Wow. Good for you.
How do you say it without
sounding
like an a-hole?
Don't get me wrong. I think there's righter ways than you're saying it, but I don't think there's a right way.
Good for you.
That could be the closest one.
You got to go down. Good for you.
Good for you. No, went too low.
Yes.
This is really hard. Have fun with this today, Sunraysia. Yeah. Play it with your friends and family.
Everyone say good for you at least once to someone today.
Naughty or sporty at 6:40.
Wow, you had no idea where that was going.
None
did you?
Whatsoever.
What
Amber,
do we got?
We got a naughty one. We're going to talk about New York Fashion Week, Amber.
Oh, was there a nip slip?
There was not yet. Or if there was, it's become so regular that it doesn't make the news anymore.
Yeah, right.
Where do you stand on New York Fashion Week? Because I find a lot of these fashion shows largely pointless because no one's ever wearing any of this stuff and it's just look what we can do.
Well, the people that do wear the clothes have a lot of money, which are people unlike us.
Even then, I don't see any human beings wearing any of this stuff. Case in point, today's story, Amber, is that something that is very prevalent on the catwalks of this year's New York Fashion Week are merkins, a.k.a. pube wigs.
What?
Pube wigs.
So,
this person has no pubic hair, and they have given them a bit of a punk rock inspired mohawk pube wig.
What? So, is it like a pair of underpants? Like,
no,
is their butt covered, or?
Well, I can only see the front of them, and they look like they're just wearing sort of like long coats or with a long back to the coat, somewhat like a magician might wear. But the front, they are nude, except for the pube wig.
How is it stuck there?
Double-sided tape? Something like that. Not real sure.
Why?
What are your thoughts? Because it's New York Fashion Week, and why would they be wearing clothes?
Yeah, that's...
I really don't understand why they're doing it, to be honest, but it's just a part of this collection. Show you a picture, I'll be happy.
Do they even look good, or...?
No, they look ridiculous. There we go, there's...
Oh.
Yeah, so they've got mohawks and tassels, and...
Oh my God.
I'm very uncomfortable.
I mean... I know they're supermodels, but like instead of wearing a wig down there, couldn't you just like
throw
it out?
Then it's a little bit, a little more not safe for work, Amber. This way they are actually covered up. They're not just rocking no pants.
Rocking like a nice 70s look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right. That is not what they're rocking. So back to my first point. I don't really like New York Fashion Week because no one in their right mind, even rich people, would wear this ridiculousness. Amber, I got sent a message yesterday by a friend of the show, Handyman.
Oh, hey, Handy.
Love your work. He sent me a little video of him talking to his daughter, Peyton. Now, Peyton goes to Mildura South. She's in grade 2T. She's an absolute superstar.
Okay.
Now, the discussion they were having was about something that she was learning about in school. Have a listen.
I got to watch a little movie.
Where'd you watch the movie?
In school.
Yeah.
But it was on YouTube.
It was on YouTube.
Mhm. But it was a magpie one.
Well, what was in the magpie movie?
There was a girl who did eyes on the back of her helmet.
Yeah.
Then
what did she do?
She started writing, and then the magpie came and started sweeping her.
Sounding
then
familiar?
At the end, it said the same thing over and over again, and then it said, get mum, eyes do not work.
And that was on YouTube today, and you saw that at school?
Yes, and yesterday.
And it's part of the curriculum.
Uh-huh.
You're kidding.
Ringing any bells, Amber? Your infamous magpie video is now being taught in schools as to, I imagine, how to not behave in public.
So I am essentially a what not to do.
Yeah. 100%. That is exactly what's going on right now.
I'm being used as an example in schools.
It's I imagine it's like you at high school all over
100%.
Again. It's like, don't do what Amber does.
Don't be
She's
like
She's a great
Amber.
Example of what not to do.
Yeah, exactly. 15 years ago to now, nothing's really changed.
But you know what we do need to do?
What?
Need to have a chat to the Board of Education. Get some of that Board of Education money.
Oh, yeah, because the Board of Education's got heaps of cash to spare to send me.
Who cares? Just get some anyway.
Yeah, stuff you kids.
Learn on your own time. We're on YouTube. Amber, in the Sunday Daily today, there's an article involving coward punches. I nearly said king hit, which is what we used to refer to it as, not referring to the person as a king.
So glad we renamed that.
Oh, yeah, coward punch, because that is just the best description for
which
it.
Which is so when you hit someone with massive force when they don't expect it.
Yeah, from behind, like a real man. Good on you. Police Inspector Dan Hilton has said that alcohol is not a defence when it comes to this, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It comes down to you being an absolute tool.
Yeah.
It's something that I feel it's been in the paper a bit lately, and I don't even mean the Herald Sun. I mean the Sunny Daily, which means it happened locally. It happened to a dude I know, mate of mine, just the weekend before last.
Oh, my God.
He needed to go to hospital and get a bit of a brain scan just to make sure he didn't have lasting damage. The most recent incident, the person who was hit needed a few stitches. And if you ask me, that's probably the best case scenario that can come out of a coward punch attack because it can kill someone quite easily. You
it
knock
has.
Someone out, and it has, of course. You knock someone out and they hit the deck.
Mm.
There's nothing there. They're not protecting themselves at all.
Yeah.
You could end up in a coma or dead.
Yeah. No, and no one should go out to, you know, Dom's or the Sandbar or anywhere like that and have that fear in the back of their mind that something awful is going to happen to them.
Or just have some brief altercation with someone and them come back 10 minutes later and punch him in the back of the head. What sort of man punches another man from behind?
Yeah. I mean, if you can't handle your drink, don't go out. Stay at home. Don't be a dickhead.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. And you know what? Every now and then, punch-ups might happen, but they don't last long, and people don't typically die from them.
Mm.
You punch someone in the back of their head, you deserve everything that comes to you, whether it's attempted murder charges or vicious assault, whatever it is, whatever charge they lay on you, I hope you have to deal with.
Yeah, and I hope that we don't have to read about it in the paper so much anymore, because I hope it stops happening.
Can I tell you something that happened to me yesterday?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. I'm like, I should see if we can get Danny Green on the phone. And because he's a coward punch advocate.
Yeah.
And I wrote out a text message to someone. I'm like, what's the chance of getting Danny Green? Then I remembered he's in the jungle. Oh, promise to get me out of here.
Damn.
So imagine this whole bit, but with Danny Green. Amber, yesterday as we left work, we left at the same time. I was on my motorcycle. You were in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I turned it on, sat and waited because I saw there was a car coming. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna drive in front of that car.
Oh,
that would be insane.
Here we go.
You, on the other hand, nearly caused an accident backing out of a car park at work.
All right.
Discuss.
I drive every day, and things like that don't happen to me every day.
Well, it did happen yesterday.
Just in this one instance.
Yeah.
Might have started to pull out while there was a car coming.
And
it was very slow speed. We're in a car park.
It was the oldest woman on the planet doing the slowest speed I've ever seen a vehicle.
Also, though.
And yet, you still managed to nearly cause an accident.
No, I looked. I don't just chuck it in reverse and throw her back.
You did.
No, Because I look, and she wasn't there the first time I looked, and then I looked again, and I was like, oh, she's there.
Amber, she must have been on the horizon when you first looked, because she was going slow.
No, I looked.
Like, how did this old woman sneak up on you?
I don't know. I looked, though, because I always look.
Will you listen to this, Sunraysia?
No.
Take some responsibility.
No.
You nearly caused an accident.
But I stopped.
Did you see the dirty look the old lady gave you?
Oh, my God. She was filthy on me, too. I was like, calm down, lady.
Oh, God.
This is payback. You've probably pulled out in front of seven people today alone.
Yeah, but you're
that old.
You don't know that. All we know for sure is that you did pull out in front of someone, and that old lady might have had a perfect track record.
Nah, I doubt it.
So, again, speculating. You got nothing.
She was so filthy. And she just kept, like, dry. Like, I'd pulled out, finally saw her, and then I was like, oh. But she was just driving at me. I was like, what's the end game here, lady? Are you just going to plow into me?
She was definitely like, you better pull that car back in because I am not changing my course direction right now.
Yeah, wow. That scared me, though.
Yeah.
I was very cautious for the rest of the day.
For the rest of the day? Drive more cautiously the rest of your life.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.